And on the line to me today is Phil Drain, who's the Director of Planning and Economy at Brentwood Borough Council. So very good morning to you, Phil.
Hello. Hi, I'm well, thank you.
The High Street has reopened. We've all been able to go and sit. I know it's. I always keep going on about the pub, but it's just so nice to be able to get back out there again. So how's Brentwood High Street doing?
It's good, isn't it? It would be nice if the weather would join us, but it's good that everyone's getting out and about and enjoying it.
Yeah.
I was listening to you earlier as well, thinking about people who are doing Christmas in June, so certainly encourage people to, if you're doing a Christmas celebration, to get out and support local shops, and they're all open. As you've talking about before, with Click It Local as well, sort of opportunity to do some online shopping and support local businesses through that.
Yes.
But the High Street's doing well. We are making sure that we're trying to keep people as safe as possible. So far, so good. There's going to be some extra patrols on this weekend just to make sure that things are running smoothly, trying to help shops out, trying to help those who are wanting to get back into shopping and going to the pub and those types of things, restaurants as well, of course.
And do you know if there's any issues at the moment with the new variant of COVID? Any cases of that, as far as you know, in Brentwood?
I think very small numbers that are generally under control in the local area. I think the main message is really just to continue to be careful. So, of course, what we want people to do is to get back out, enjoying being able to eat out and things and to shop. But, of course, just maintain the usual arrangements with, you know, wearing a face mask inside and, you know, being careful about coming into contact and things like that, because ultimately, you know, we're going to need to try and get back to normal life, but to be aware of these things and to continue to just be careful with things. So the message coming from Essex County as well as ourselves is just to continue to be careful, really.
Now, this sounds like I'm saying there's a new sheriff in town, but there is a new mayor in town.
Indeed. This was a week where we didn't have this last year because of the pandemic, but we have our usual civic annual council meeting, which was on Wednesday, and is where a new mayor is appointed. So Councillor Olivia Sanders has been officially put in place as mayor. She's been undertaking the role for a little while in terms of being a deputy mayor with the pandemic going on and not being officially in that post, but she replaced Councillor Keith Parker, and I'm sure is excited to kind of take over that role as ambassador and first citizen for the coming year.
And hopefully there might be some outdoor events, possibly, you know, Brentwood lighting up, fingers crossed, who knows. I spoke to Chris last week and still that could be a possibility. We'll see how we go throughout the year. But obviously the mayor normally is out and about all the time. They've got a very, very busy schedule, obviously with the restrictions and stuff. But hopefully we'll get back to some sort of normality with Brentwood lighting up, possibly at the end of the year.
Definitely. We're keen to get back to as much normality as possible. So we're looking at running a number of events, probably always looking at slightly different way of doing things because of the situation. But things like the Brentwood Business Showcase, which we're looking to run in October, and there'll be more information about that soon, as well as things like lighting up and different events. If we can get those back on in some form, then we'll definitely be doing that.
Duntham Village Garden, what's proposed and how can people get involved during the consultation?
Yeah, so thanks. This is something that I spoke to you probably about exactly a year ago, where we were doing something that we called... Well, it's a form of consultation, and it was a way in which we got people involved at the early stages before there was anything really on paper. Duntham Hills Garden Village is a proposal that we're working through in our local plan to deliver new Garden Village community of around 4,000 homes, jobs to support that, new community facilities, schools, everything else. It's the largest development that Brentwood Borough will have seen probably ever in terms of the just the scale of things coming forward at one time. So we did some co-design work, which was a year ago, where we tried to engage with the community and various stakeholders to input into that. And what's happened from that is that we've produced a draft design guide in terms of getting right down into the detail of what's this going to look like from the street level. And what type of densities are we going to have? How high are buildings? Where are we going to have open spaces? What type of spaces are they going to be? And we've also done quite a lot of work with local schools to think about what types of spaces would children like to see, because again, I've said this before, but and it's a cliche, but they're the children are those who are going to eventually be moving into houses in these types of locations. So we really want to involve as wide a range of community as possible. And the design guide is currently out for formal consultation for a period of 6 weeks. So that started earlier this week. It ends at the end of June.
Yeah.
And there are a number of things that you can do to get involved. Go on our website, search Dunton Hills Garden Village. There's a special Dunton Hills Garden Village website that puts all of the documents into a place where you can read through them. You can look at surveys. There's some tasks, activities for kids as well on there if you're short of things to do over the bank holiday weekend or at half term. So all sorts of things that we're keen just to get people involved in.
£7 million is being spent on King George's playing fields. Got a new pavilion going up, and you've got a few other bits and pieces as well, and it's hoping to be finished by late summer.
Yeah, this is a scheme that we're really excited about, putting investment into the facilities at King George's. We know how well loved they are locally and how well used they are. So things such as a splash pad and other facilities that will mean that people can get down there and enjoy. Hopefully, as we said, if some sunshine comes out this summer, then even more reason to get the kids down there. But we're just providing the opportunity for people to come and find out more about what's happening down there. So on the 2nd of June, there's an opportunity, an event, where we'll just be sharing more about what's going to be happening and all the different things that are going on down there. So again, look out for that on our website. There'll be more information through social media as well about what's happening.
Brentwood Centre is back open. How's the first week gone?
There's some good feedback. Colleagues have said that there's a real buzz, lots of people coming through the doors, which is great. I know that Chris and others are keen to get the message out there about memberships, £25 per month for gym and swim access, as well as group exercise. And I think the take up to that has been great. So again, being careful about how we get back to normal with all these things, but really wanting to make sure that people have access to the Brentwood Centre. They can get in there, facilities kind of had a bit of a freshen up, and people can use those and enjoy the space.
Ned, there's a new Brentwood Borough Council community trailer.
Yes, so this is doing the rounds. So now that restrictions have eased, we're getting out and about with this community trailer. It's been to Navestock Village Hall last week, I think, and it's next going to Hutton in Woodland Avenue on Friday, the 11th of June. It's an initiative to help support the local village communities, promote various support groups that can help families and individuals. And generally, it's about encouraging a sense of community. So there's a cup of tea and a chat that's available for people who are there.
Yep.
Can kind of come along and have a chat to some of our guys who will be there and other community stakeholders being involved in that process. So the idea is to take the trailer out to different places in Brentwood. It's going to be in West Horndon, in Blackmore, in Ingate Stone. And in particular, the idea behind it is just to encourage people who feel isolated or are struggling. So there's something there that you can sort of come out to and have a chat with a friendly face. Lots of sort of practical help there if you need it, as well as sort of advertising some of the other things. So as we've spoken about different events that are going to be taking place later in the year, as well as over the summer, we've got the family fun days that are happening that our community team do.
Yep.
So things to have a chat about with someone, opportunities to do different things. We'll be sharing different information about things that are going on over the summer.
Yeah, and you can find all the details on, obviously, the Brentwood Council website as well to find out where the trailer is going to be. But it'll be at Navestock, Hutton, Brentwood High Street, West Horndon, Blackmore, Ingate Stone. And then you've got the family fun days at Doddinghurst, Worley, Ingate Stone, Brentwood Centre, West Horndon and Hutton. But all the details, as I said, you'll find on the Brentwood Council website. Yeah. So, Phil, what are you up to on this beautiful, glorious, sunny weekend? Will you be sitting in the garden?
Well, yeah, probably being blown away in the garden. It's nice that the things are opening up a little bit more. I'm actually going to be going off to see my sister and family, who we haven't seen in over a year.
Yeah.
So the opportunities to get back with people is quite special at the moment. But yeah, I'd certainly value a little bit less wind and a bit more sunshine.
Yeah, I think the Christmas dinner pictures will be coming up over the next couple of weeks with people getting back together. And as I said, I think Aldi have actually started selling pigs in blankets. I think think a few of the other shops are going to start probably putting out some Christmas decorations.
I think there'll be a lot of Christmas dinners happening over the next few weeks.
Yes.